Tonight's show, we're going to be discussing the topic of davening v'sikin, understanding the idea behind v'sikin, what exactly it means, the pros and cons of v'sikin. Now again, the purpose of tonight's share is not to pick sides, to endorse to daven v'sikin or not to daven v'sikin, right or wrong. The purpose of tonight's share is really just to explain some of the background behind the issues of davening v'sikin and some basic fundamental, really what we'll call lamdish shailas, understanding the whole idea of v'sikin. What exactly is the purpose of davening v'sikin? What does one accomplish by doing so? Is it a tefillah issue? Is it a kriya shema issue? What are some of the pros or cons of the idea behind davening v'sikin? The Gemara tells us in Brachas and Daftes Amid Beis that there's really a machloikis. When is the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema? So the Gemara says, Tanya, Reb Meir Omer, Mishiyake ben Zev, Lekelev. And the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema is when a person can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog, Reb Kiva Omer, Ben Chamor La'orud, V'acherim Omrim, and this is the sheet that we all know of. Others say, when is the earliest time to recite Kriya Shema? Mishiyares Chavei Rochuk Dalamas V'yikiren. When you see a friend, Dalar Amos away, and you can recognize him. This became known as the term called Mishiyakir. This is the magical term that we know as Mishiyakir, and that's the time when the Gemara says a person can earliest time for reciting Kriya Shema. We'll talk a little later practically when exactly is that. How does one calculate Mishiyakir? Today it's a lot easier. You go on to Maizmanim and they put in Mishiyakir for you and they do all the work for you. But we'll see some opinions of how exactly we can calculate Mishiyakir on our own. So the Racherim say Kriya Shema should be recited Mishiyakir. Amar Rav Huna halacha ka'achirim. The halacha is like the achirim that Kriya Shema is recited at the time of Mishiyakir. Amar Abaya. Abaya says no. L'tfilin ka'achirim. With regard to when is the earliest time to put on tefillin, then I agree with the achirim that it's at Mishiyakir. L'Kriya Shema, but when it comes to saying Kriya Shema, kiva sikin. I think the proper time for saying Kriya Shema is kiva sikin. What exactly is that? Amar Rav Yochanan v'sikin. Those v'sikins, hayugaymirim oisay im hanetzachama. They would complete it with the netzachama. What is v'sikin and what were they completing? So Rashi on the side says, what's v'sikin? Zok Rashi, anoshim anovim, they were humble people, umichavavin mitzvah, and they love mitzvahs. That's what the term v'sikin means. I don't know, someone said that v'sikin has to do with Vatican. I don't really know what the connection was. I don't know what Gemara they were learning, but v'sikin is not. Rabbi Yoina has another pshat, what the word v'sikin means. Itaka has it that it has to do with the word sharp. That's what the word v'sikin means. But the way Rashi learns v'sikin is an interesting combination. They have anivus and mechavinus amitzvus. To combine the midas, according to Rashi, that's what v'sikin means. So when you say people daven v'sikin, it means that they're trying to act in a humble and a way that shows that they love mitzvahs. Okay, what does that mean? So that's a shaila. Exactly how to learn what Abaya's comment is on Rav Huna. Where exactly is Abaya? How is exactly Abaya and Rav Huna arguing? This happens to be a very, very sadistic piece of Gemara that needs a much more time than we're going to give it tonight for discussion purposes. I'm going to put that disclaimer down that forget even the halachic ramifications of a sikin. The Gemara needs much more discussion and how to push it, read the Gemara. Now, this time of year is a good time to talk about v'sikin because there are people that this time of year actually make v'sikin. As opposed to we talk about this in the summer, we're not going to get too much of a crowd because in the summer no one wants to hear about v'sikin at 5:30 in the morning. Now, today v'sikin was 7:06 was Nate's. So it's not hard to make v'sikin today. So this is the time of year where we can talk about v'sikin. What really motivated me to give this year actually was I was in a shul davening last week and they weren't a v'sikin minion. But someone said, if you look at the clock, we're so close to v'sikin, let's make it a v'sikin minion. And the Baal Tefillah's answer was like, no, we don't do that here. We're not interested in doing v'sikin here. So the question was, who's right and who's wrong? Is the person who decided let's try for v'sikin versus the guy who said, no, we don't do v'sikin here? That's what motivated me to discuss this topic a little bit of trying to understand how important v'sikin is. And really, after we understand how important it is, we then have to figure out, well, why or what does v'sikin beat out? You know, v'sikin is important against what? There's a lot of things v'sikin go up against. One of the main issues, does it go up against tefillah b'yichidus? Is it better to daven with b'yichidus? Is it better to rush the davening? Let's say, for example, you're looking at the clock and Nate's is in 2 minutes. So you rush to Brichas Kriya Shema and you rush to Kriya Shema just to make v'sikin. Is that right? Is v'sikin that important that you should blow through davening b'kavana? You should go through davening quickly? What happens if it's a Monday, Thursday day where you're not going to hear Kriya Satayra? Is it worth it to daven v'sikin and therefore miss Kriya Satayra? So these are some of the big shayles. The other shayle that I don't think is negate, I shouldn't say that, you never know, but is it better to do tikkun chatzos or is it better to daven v'sikin? This is a real machlokes contemporary achrayim. What's more important, tikkun chatzos? Because obviously you can't do both. You can't do tikkun chatzos and v'sikin. You got to sleep at some point. So is it better to do tikkun chatzos, stay up late at night, and then have to sleep in, or is it better to do v'sikin? This is a real shaila, big machlokes between Rechaim Kanievsky and the Arlut Zin and Rabbi Shaul. To what's more important, and it's a very fair question. What's really Medina de Gemara and what's more of a hiddur? And that's what we really need to get into tonight to understand. Is Nate a hiddur, meaning it's extra credit, so to say, or is it fundamentally important to the extent that it can beat out other parts of davening? Yeah, let's say you don't have tefillin. The person doesn't have tefillin. So is it better to daven v'sikin without tefillin, or wait till after v'sikin, after Nate's and daven with tefillin? What's better? So these are some of the fundamental questions that come up when I'm trying to, so to say, measure. You know, they talk about, we'll get to maybe next week, maybe this week, you know, yeshiva bachim, every once in a while you get a yeshiva guy who decides he wants to daven v'sikin. He wants to be different than everyone else. So should he do that? Is that correct? If you look at some of the more contemporary shayles, they have some very cute shayles. You have a son who wants to daven v'sikin, his father doesn't let him. Is he supposed to not listen to his father and daven v'sikin? The other shayle they have is a guy has an alarm clock to wake him up for v'sikin, but it wakes up the whole house also. So is it kedai for him to set his alarm so he can daven v'sikin, and the rest of the house has to wake up from his alarm? So these are some of the I'd call them cute shaylas that come out from the idea of v'sikin. But what we need to understand is, what is the whole idea behind this? So the Gemara tells us over here that according to Rabbaya, you're supposed to daven kriyas shema kivasikin. Why? Because the Omer Reb Yochanan v'sikin how you gaimim oisa im hanetzacham. Those v'sikins, which Rashi described as those people that are anivos and mechavivin, it's a mitzvah, they used to finish with nates. What is that? Tanya Nami Hachi, Vasikin, how you go in say im ha netzachama. The Vasikins used to finish up at netzachama. Why? Kdesh yismaich geula l'tfila. So they can have geula l'tfila. Geula meaning the shema, right next to the shema esrei. Benimsa mispalo b'yoyim. And therefore they end up davening during the day. So now we're combining Vasikin with kriya shema to davening. So this is where the Gemara gets very confusing. Is v'sikin a din in kriya shema? Is it a maila on when to recite kriya shema? Or is it a maila of when to daven shachris? What is the focus of the v'sikin movement? Is it about when to say kriya shema? Is it a kriya shema halacha? Or is it a tefillah halacha? That's the question over here, which is not so clear from the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Reb Zeira Maikra, Mai Keruch Yerucha Im Shemesh. V'lefnei Yerech Doide Doirim. What's the pasuk? The pasuk of the Hillel says, "Yereucha, you should fear Hashem im shemesh, with the sun." So you see that there's something significant about doing something at sunrise. Now, doing what? What's yereucha? Fear Hashem. By what? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi learns over here. Zok Rashi, mispalel b'yoyim, number two, Zok Rashi, daven during the day. Why? Da'hanetzacham al-divir ha'kol yoyim. So according to Rashi, the maila of davening after Nates is because after Nates is for sure daytime. Before Nates Achama, there's always that question, is it yet daytime? Which is why the Mishnah says in Megillah, anything that's a mitzvah b'yoyim, you have to do it only really after Nates Achama. We would be d'yevet allow you to do it after Alois HaShachar, which is really another shayla that we should really be discussing this time of the year. Many people are davening before Nates Achama. I'd say the majority of people are davening before Nates Achama. So either the halacha is you're only allowed to daven before Nates if you're an oinus. Now, some people aren't anis, they have to get to work. Some people are not anis, they don't know how to sleep late. Maybe that's an anis, I don't know. They don't know how to sleep late. They can't sleep late. They gotta get up early. They gotta get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, no matter what time it is. And they want to daven at 6:15. That's a shayla. That's the right thing to do because it's after Alois HaShachar, but it's before Nates. And you're really not supposed to daven shachar before Nates unless there's a pressing reason. The fact that you are bored at home, is that necessarily a pressing reason? The flip shayla is, so you tell the guy to wait till 7 o'clock. So what do you think he's going to do from 6 to 7 o'clock? He's going to do housework, and he's going to go shopping, and he's going to mow the lawn. He's going to do everything you're not supposed to do before davening because he's pasha bored. He has nothing else to do. So that's always the balance of what's better. Better to daven early before Nates, and this way you're not doing a malacha before davening, or is it better to stick it out till the 7:15 minyan starts, or the 6:45 minyan, and the daven at a different time? That's a big shayla that we need to discuss. But in any case, Rashi learns the milo of davening after Nates is that now you know it's for sure daytime. That's what Rashi says over here. So what's the pasuk Yeru'ucha im shemesh? Like Rashi, Masai misyari mimeka. When do we fear Hashem? Kishim recha mikablam aleim. When we accept His fear. Tahainu malchus shemayim. That's Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, which is Kriyashma. So according to Rashi, the Maila of what we call Nates is not a davening thing. It's really, it's the right time to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim is during is during Netzach Hama. That's the preferred time for us to declare our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shema Yisrael. What's the significance of the sun? So the Mefarshim point out, because many people used to worship the sun. So when the sun would rise, that would be a time when people would start to worship the Avodah Zarah of the sun. So at a time when the rest of the world is worshiping the sun, we're going to turn around and say, no, we don't bow down to you, the sun, we bow down to Hashem. Which is why it's the befitting time to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's the significance of the Shemesh. That's what's the Maila of doing it at the time of the sun. So according to this, it sounds like from Rashi, the significance of Nates is not so much davening per se, it's more a Maila of Kriyashma. And the Gemara goes on, another famous Gemara, Hey, Rabbi Yosi ben Alokim Mishom Kal Kadish B'Yushalayim, Kal Asoymech Ge'ula L'Tfila, anyone that has his Ge'ula next to Hishman Esri, Einor Nizek Kol Ayim Kule, he won't be harmed the whole day. So Taisus right away asks Akashi, he says, what are you talking about? We all do that. Everyone says Ge'ula L'Tfila. We all say Shema and Mesviyatim, and then we say Shema Esrei. Why is this only something about Vesikiners? Everyone does it. In fact, Taisus number 3 Vim Taimar. V'alei Kol Olam Saim Ge'ula L'Tfila. Umay Rabuse the Reb Breinu Doi Pasuk Chuchem Mipumei. V'yeshloim Adachik Kama. Kol Saim Ge'ula L'Tfila Ki Vesikin Shekayim Kriy Shema Koydim Anetz V'Tfila Achar Anetz. So Taisus learns this Gemara. It's not just anyone who's Masim Ge'ula L'Tfila. Anyone who's Masim Ge'ula L'Tfila, meaning Kriy Shema before Anetz, Shachrus after Anetz. That's when the Gemara guarantees you that you're not going to be harmed the whole day. And the Gemara tells us one more story. The Gemara tells us another famous statement.
Of davening Kriya Shema before, it's not really day.
So that's the big issue that we have to get to. That if you're going to do Nates properly, you have to first figure out, is that the right time to say Kriya Shema? We're going to get to in a second. Which it might be why there were those who Taka didn't do Vesikin for that reason. So the Gemara just ends off. The Gemara tells us one more story. The Gemara tells us, there Breino Achi B'maimit Kol HaChabur Adam Gadol Hu. V'semeach b'mitzvus, he always loved mitzvus, but zimnecha the samach gula tefila, v'loy pasik chucha mipumei kula yema. The smile never left his face all day. One day, he got to be masmech gula tefila, and he was all smiles all day. So many achrenim point out, many rishayim, there's a true mesedeshin. He says, you see from this gemara that he didn't do this every single day. This was a one-time occurrence. So obviously, he wasn't doing v'sikin every single day. It sounds like from the Gemara that this was once in a punkt and once in his life he got to the Vesikin and it was all smiles from it. So the Mashmois is A, that not everyone does it. That's the Chumash Hadeshah. The Chumash Hadeshah never davened the Vesikin. He says, oh, look at the Gemara. He sees the Gemara, not everyone did it. One Amira did it and he was smiling. Others ask, what was the Amira, what was so hard to do this? Right? There's a whole minion every single day here in Young Israel who does it. Right? What's such a big deal about it? Right? So the answer is in the times of the Gemara it was a lot harder to do because they didn't exactly have clocks. Today it's easy. We have Mais Manim. We know exactly when this is, when that is. We just have to show up. In the times of the Gemara, they had to really work with they had to watch the sun and calculate everything perfectly. So one time, Reb Breinu, the Taka got it right. He was so happy. He got it right. All the other times, he didn't get it right. All the other days of his life, he tried and he wasn't successful. Either too early or too late, he never got it right. Once he got it right, he was so happy. So you see that it wasn't so easy to get Vesikin like it is today. Back then, it was a big deal to be able to get Vesikin. However, the Rishonim point out, the Chumash Hadeshah and others, you see from this Gemara, that not everyone was doing it. If everyone was doing it, so what was this big story? He did it once and he was smiling. Yeah, everyone was doing it. Everyone should be walking around with smiles. You go to the Vesikin Minyan tomorrow, you should see everyone full of smiles. Because the Gemara says, he's on Vesikin, you're all full of smiles. They say over a story with Rishon Zalman Orbach, that a guy walked into his office all full of smiles. Rishon Zalman said, oh, you must have done Vesikin today because you're full of smiles. Okay, today you see people smiling, your first assumption is probably not that they daven v'sikin. That's probably the last thing you think about when you see a guy smiling. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, it depends on the time of the year. In the summer you see a guy walking tired, you could say he probably daven v'sikin. But in any case, that's what the Gemara tells us. So you see from the Gemara that there's something significant, something very special about davening v'sikin, which is defined according to Taisvis as Kriya Shema before Netzach Hama and Shema Nesrei right after Netzach Hama.
But it works. Does that mean the whole time it's only
So if you're a Shas Atchak, so then it becomes a Lechat Chila. But the question just is, how Shas Atchak are we? So when we did this shir a few years ago, we talked about this more then, but I was looking at my notes, I found this true for Abadi, where someone asked him, like, what's a Shas Atchak? So he said he doesn't want to put it into writing. It depends. Everyone has their own definition of what's a Shas Atchak. A guy can't sleep. He can't sleep. Well, maybe that's a Shas Atchak. He's crawling, he's climbing the walls. What? So you can't daven before Alois HaShachar. So you have at least Alois HaShachar. So most of the regular minyanim today are after Alois HaShachar this time of the year. But again, if a guy has nowhere to go, he's off from work, he's got nothing else to do, and he's got all the morning, so he probably shouldn't daven at the 6:15 minyan. The shaila that does come up, and maybe we'll talk about it next week, is let's say there's only one minyan in town. There's only 6:15 in town. What do you do now? Now, there's two parts to the shayla. Is it better to daven with them and not daven, or daven afterwards, after Neitz B'Yechidus? He's davening after Neitz B'Yechidus. Or they need you for a minyan. Can you tell them, sorry guys, you're on your own. I'm not joining your minyan. So there's going to be 9 people standing in a room because you won't join the minyan because it's too early for you. So these are some serious shaylas that maybe we'll deal with more next week of that come up with the timing of this time of the year.
Now, Neitz HaKama is defined as sunrise.
Yeah, that's also a discussion, exactly how that is.
What's
Halos HaShachar? So Halos HaShachar is for most people at 72 minutes earlier. So the basic breakup is Neitz is the latest time, which is Vada Yom now, for sure the sun is up. And you have 72 minutes earlier as Halos HaShachar. And between those two times, there's something called Mishiyaker, which we'll talk more about in a few minutes. Those are the basic three times. Sorry?
Huh? That 72 minutes is not a straight 72 minutes. Isn't that a Charles Manning 72 minutes?
That's also, not everyone holds a 72 minutes either. That's a big discussion. But let's, for most of the Zmanim charts, you'll see, it comes out to be basically 72 minutes. It's again, it's a lot of things how to calculate Alois HaShachar, because let's say fast days start at Alois HaShachar, you got to figure out when Alois HaShachar is. So most people assume it's Alois HaShachar 72 minutes before Neitz, but it's definitely a discussion. So let's just talk a little bit about how important the Sikkin is until we see otherwise. So if you look at number 4 in Yalkut Yosef, Rabbi Avad Yosef's son, he has a nice discussion over here about the significance of davening v'sik. And he quotes over here from a Rivosh, that Harivosh tziva b'tzavosa, he left in his will, sheyizaru l'spal bein b'kayitz bein b'chayrif. No matter what the season is, obviously in the winter it's no big deal to daven v'sikin, but he said even in the summer, even in the winter, im ha'netz ha'cham, he left in his will that everyone should daven at netz. Because of b'yaris t'vash, b'yaris t'nabshitz, right? Da'am espal b'ha'netz ha'cham e'ne choyte kol ha'yoyim. He's not going to sin a whole day. I always joke this because he's so tired, he can't even think about doing Averis, right? But maybe not this time of the year. That's the Gemara says, if you daven at Vesikin, you're not going to get harmed. Zok to be honest, and you know why? Because you're not going to do any Averis. If you're not going to do any Averis, you're not going to get harmed. Then he says over here, that's why Rav Breini, the Gemara, was so happy. When he davened Vesikin, he knew he was going to be protected. Every single day, Midas Hadin sets out on the world for Klal Yisrael. That part of the Taina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves the Jewish people every single day, is when those people want to come out and harm us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, no, look at, they're good people. They get up early to daven Neitz, let the Jewish people be. So Yalkut Yosef concludes, he thinks everyone should try to make it their business to daven Neitz. However, but those in learning in yeshiva, that if you're going to daven Neitz, it's going to affect your learning. It's preferred to daven after Neitz. So that was one of the reasons why many Acharonim, for example, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer held not to daven v'sikin, because he held if you're going to daven v'sikin, you have to go to bed early. Right? You can't do both. So if you're going to go to bed early, you're not going to learn late at night. And he held there's a big inyan to learn at night. So for that reason, he held not to do v'sikin, so you could be learning at night. So this was one of the reasons, and Reb Shlomo Zalman was also of the opinion that yeshiva bachrim should not do v'sikin, because it's going to affect their studies of learning. Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't believe in v'sikin for other reasons. He believed yeshiva bachrim have to be consistent. He was a big believer in consistency. He talks about the Karban Talmud. The mile of the Karban Talmud was consistency. We have to live a life of consistency. We're always consistent. We do what we're supposed to do. Every once in a while, you have a yeshiva guy who wants to be, I want to stay up a whole Thursday night and daven v'sikin. No. Be like the rest of the yeshiva, daven when yeshiva davens. Don't try to be different than everyone else. So definitely, there was that feeling of bittul Torah. But again, that might not be relevant for many of us. Many of us who go to sleep early at night, it's not a chashbit. So then maybe that's not a reason not to daven v'sikin. The question is, what do you lose, if anything, at being makbid on v'sikin? Is there anything possibly wrong with it? The Gemara sounds like it's a really special thing. The Gemara gives us all these haftachos. Is there any reason, and this is something that needs to be discussed, why is it there were many good Jews who never bothered pushing themselves for v'sikin? And they were up. Many, many Rebbes in the Chassidish community, it's widely not done v'sikin, and even amongst many Rashi Yeshivas. It's not like they're sleeping late, they're up. So why was it that people didn't push themselves down v'sikin when the Gemara seems to be discussing of it in such a high way, such an important idea? Why is it that you can look at the v'sikin minyan, it's probably smaller than your average minyan? Why is it that more people aren't doing it? So the truth is, there's two questions we have to figure out with the v'sikin. If you daven v'sikin, are you gaining on Kriya Shema or are you gaining on Shemoneh Esrei? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Dr. Rambam, ve'ezi hu zmanoi, what is the preferred time for saying Kriya Shema? The Rambam sheet is lechatchila. We should all recite Kriya Shema before Neitz HaChama. The Rambam sheet is that we should all try to finish Shema before Neitz HaChama. Then he says, but yeah, but if you didn't, you have up to 3 hours into the day. So right off the bat, if you're a Rambam, Nick, if you follow the Rambam, so you should for sure daven Nates. If you daven Nates, you're always going to get Kriyashma before Nates Achama. So if you follow the Rambam and you hold that that's the way Zman Kriyashma is set up, so the Maila V'Sikin is not so much the Shemoneh Esrei part, but the Maila V'Sikin is a Kima Mitzvah and Mitzvah Kriyashma. This way you're davening Kriyashma the preferred Zman, the Lechatchil Zman, which is, according to the Rambam, before Nates Achama. Yeah. The Rambam is very clear that the preferred time, without a doubt, would be to daven v'sikin. Now, the only thing is, if you go like this Rambam, so let's forget davening v'sikin. Let's say you're up tomorrow morning at 6:30, and you're not going to daven until 8:00. Is it still kedai to recite Kriyat Shema at 6:30? According to this sheet, it's not really about davening; it's really about Kriyat Shema. So let's say you're going to get up Shabbos morning and you're not going to daven v'sikin. You're going to wait till the 9:00 minyan. But you're up at 6:30. Nate's at 7:06. Should you bedavka say Kriyat Shema before 7:06 to be mekayim this sheet that's rishonim that the ikur zman Kriyat Shema is before 7:06? That's a discussion. But according to the Rambam, one of the guaranteed perks of davening v'sikin is you're getting Kriyat Shema always at the preferred time. Now there's a big. Yeah, that's because you always have that problem of what do you do once we say Kriyat Shema? Right. So we're going to see that there were achronim that help. That's right. So that's the shailah. What happens if you're not going to be masmech gula l'tfilah? It's not you're not davening now. Is it still worth it to say Kriyat Shema just to get the mile of Kriyat Shema before Nates? Which takes us back to our original shailah. Is v'sikin a din in Kriyat Shema? Or is it a din in the Shemoneh Esrei? If it has to do with the Kriyat Shema, then why not? If it has to do with the Shemoneh Esrei, I'm not making Shemoneh Esrei. So that's a big shailah in the achronim. No, Kadesh Yigmal, the Kroisa, Ulavarach, Bracha, Achroina, Iman, Etzachama.
Right.
Last Bracha of Kriyashma. Good. So that we're going to see. Very good. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv held that if you're not going to have it with the Brachas, don't even bother. Because if you're sitting at home at 6:30 and you're going to daven at 9:00 minyan, you're not starting to say Brachas Kriyashma. You're just going to say the regular Kriyashma. So Rabbi Yashiv was of the opinion if you're just going to say Kriyashma without the Brachas, it's not worth anything. So Rabbi Yashiv, it's on the page. Rabbi Yashiv told people it's not worth it. Even though we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, held not like that. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav held that a person who knows he's not making Nates, but he's up anyways, he has no plan on davening. He doesn't want to daven now, but he's up. And it's before Nates, he should say Kriyat Shema. This way you'll be Mekayim, those Rishonim that hold that the preferred time of Kriyat Shema is before Nates Acham. So that's an interesting machlokes, we'll call it Achrayim, to when is the preferred time to say Kriyat Shema. Now there's one other Shitas Rishonim who presents a little of a problem in our sugya. And that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos in Yuma. There's a Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos in Yuma that has a whole different approach to the way we're learning the Gemara now. Rabbeinu Tam's sheet is exactly the opposite. Rabbeinu Tam holds you're not supposed to say Kriyat Shema until after Netz Achama. Before Netz Achama, it's not really the right time to say Kriyat Shema. And if you say Kriyat Shema before, your mamash b'dyeved. It's the opposite. Right, because it's not Yoim. He quotes the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah says that whenever you have a mitzvah that's Yoim, you're supposed to do it in Yoim. Yoim starts after Netz Achama. It's only b'dyeved we allow you after Alois HaShachar. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita was exact opposite. Rabbeinu Tam held if you're going to say Kriyat Shema before Nates, which is what you do if you're in a Nates minion, that's not the right way to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That was the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, most Rishonim, I shouldn't say all Rishonim, but many Rishonim did not agree with Rabbeinu Tam. Most Rishonim went with the Ri Shita. If you look at number 7, the Tosfos brings down the Shita of the Ri. The Ri learned the way we understand Nates. The Ri learned that the whole Maila of a Sikin is not about the Kriyat Shema. The Maila of a Sikin is the Shemoneh Esrei. If you look at number 7, the Ri writes this, Vayimri, the Vasikin Nami Moedid is Mana Ad Gimel Shreis. Of course, the time to say Kriyat Shema is up to 3 hours. Ava Bisha Yimahar in the Christ emanates Achama, Lismechul Latfila, Umin Adin Zman Kriyat Shema Masnum El Kacher. And really, the right time to say Kriyat Shema starts Mishayakir. So you were all okay. It starts Mishayakir. So what's this whole v'sikin idea? V'nimshach zman ad gimel shoyz kibishu, el she v'sikin makdim in the mitzvahs, u mashkim in the kreuz et kaidim anetz, kidei she tfila b'yoyim achar anetz. The whole idea of v'sikin wasn't about the Kriyat Shema, because the Kriyat Shema you could say before Nates. You could anytime you want, after Mishayakim. So what was the whole Nates idea? The whole Nates was to ensure that I'm going to have my Shemoneh Esrei right after Nates Acham. So it's a din in tefillah, not a din in kriyash. That was the shita of the Ri. So there's two basic shitas Rishayim over here, that according to the Ri, and it's a similar idea found in Rabbeinu Yoina and Brachas, that really when you're going to say kriyashma before Netz Achama, you're fine on the kriyashma level. The only shitas Rishayim is a problem is Rabbeinu Tam. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, then v'sikin is an incorrect thing to do. Because every time you daven v'sikin, you're davening now at the preferred time. So they bring down in Tshuva Svarim, so he has a whole different way of learning the Gemara, that the Vesikin is wrong. The Vesikin is taka wrong.
The pasuk that the Gemara quotes is
Right, so that's one of the kashas they ask him. This kashas on Rabbeinu Tam. How Rabbeinu Tam learns the whole Gemara. But if you go like Rabbeinu Tam Shita, then the whole Vesikin movement is not correct, because they're not getting Kriya Shema properly. Now again, that's Rabbeinu Tam versus all the other Rishonim. They bring down that there were people that were annoyed that when they davened Vesikin, they would repeat Kriya Shema afterwards, to be choshish for this Rabbeinu Tam. Because if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you weren't Yaitse, or Yaitse b'di'evet. So they repeat Kriya Shema again. I don't know if that's widely accepted, but if you look over here at number 12, the Oz Nidbru brings down from the Mashkeach from Panovich, that he used to do that. He used to repeat Kriya Shema. Rav Moshe Shtenberg says he does that also, that he would repeat Kriya Shema again after davening to be Mekayim this Shitas Rishayim. The question is, how much validity are we going to give to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? If we're going to give too much validity to Rabbeinu Tam, then you can't daven Nates. Then every time you daven Nates, you're in trouble. Depending on how you learn the Gemara. Now, the truth is, there's rayas and shas to whether or not what exactly is the preferred time to daven. How did the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch in number 9, it's in Hilchos Kriya Shema. Siman Nun Ches. The Shulchan Aruch writes like this: Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachris, Mishiyire Es Chaveire Harogel Imak Tzas Berichak Arba Amos V'Yikiren. Shulchan Aruch paskin is like what we call a Shitas Hari, that the time for saying Kriya Shema starts Mishiyakim. That's the time when it starts. Not like Rabbeinu Tam, who says it starts after Netzachama, but the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Ri, that it starts Mishiyakim. It continues for 3 hours. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you could say Kriya Shema starting from Mishiyaku up till the third hour into the day. But mitzvah min hamuvchar, those are the magical words, mitzvah min hamuvchar, whatever that means, likroisa kivasikin. But there's a mitzvah min hamuvchar if you read it at vasikin, shahayu mechavn in the kroisim at kaidim and Netzachama, they'd read Shema a little bit before Netzachama. Then Kadesh Yisayim Kriya Shema Berchasel Ima Netzachamo V'yismach HaTfilo B'yad Da HaNetzachamo. And then you'll be able to get Tfilo right after Netzachamo. So B'liashiv wants me to die from the Mechaber, that the Mechaber is of the opinion of the Ri that it's about davening. The Iker idea of Nate is not about the Kriya Shema. It's not if you daven Nate you'll get Kriya Shema at the right time. Kriya Shema you could be davening already for a while. The mile of Nate is not because if I do Nate I'm getting Kriya Shema at the preferred time. The mile of Nate is if I daven at Nate, so then I'm going to have Kriya Shema and Shema Nesri back to back, and then I can go one to the other. So therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he does not mention the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. He's of the opinion like the Ri and most Rishonim. Then he goes further. Umishi yuchal lechav and lasuskin, and someone who's able to get this done, scharei meruba ma'od, he gets a lot of schar for his davening of the secret. So clearly, the Shulchan Aruch did not take into consideration the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. The Beis Yosef discusses why not. Why didn't he take into consideration Rabbeinu Tam? So the Beis Yosef says because the majority of the Rishonim don't seem to go like Rabbeinu Tam, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the majority of the Rishonim. So lechayra, when a person davens Nate, so he A gets the mile of the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema. B, he has nothing to lose unless you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. That's just a very basic understanding of some of the pros and cons of davening Vesikin. This way, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, according to the Rambam, you're getting the best way of saying Kriya Shema. According to the Ri, you're not doing anything wrong. The only issue is this Rabbeinu Tam. Am I saying it up afterwards? So, this is some of the... Then you're not getting it with the brachas. You're not getting as preferred with the brachas. Now, there's an interesting mishtaburu over here, number 10. The mishtaburu points out, he says, V'hama'achrim kriyashma b'shvil tzitzis ay tefillin toyim. Those people who will wait to say kriyashma until they get the talus and tefillin, that's not correct. They're making a mistake. Eli yikra kriyashma b'chaseh b'zmane b'loy tzitzis ay tefillin. It's better to say kriyashma b'zmane without tzitzis and without tefillin. U'kishiyi aloy, when you'll get them, yinichim yikrim kriyashma ay parasha acheris ay mizmatilim. Because they're really independent mitzvahs. The mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of kriyashma are not the same mitzvah. They're independent mitzvahs. We actually put them together, but they're not tully zebazet. So if you can't do one, you should still do the other. Then he says over here, an interesting halacha, he says, "Ubishabbis v'yomtiv motzi me'oid la'avaz man kriyashma b'nei kama dvarim." It's very common that on Shabbos you won't realize that you'll miss man kriyashma. Man kriyashma is like a 9:12. So this is this time of year. So Mishtaburu writes over here, "Alkein hachacham eina b'roishay l'kabeitz minyan u'lispal u'koidim." Should try to get a minyan to daven earlier. That's why many people this time of year will daven early Shabbos morning. You think they're doing it because they want to have a Shabbos afternoon. You think that's why they're davening early. It's not. It's this Mishtaburu. They want to make sure to daven with the brachos bizmanay. A lot of people held the ikur krishma as bibrachos. So if you're going to get up early and say krishma by yourself, it's very nice, but you're not getting krishma bibrachos. So that's why many people will daven 7 o'clock Shabbos morning, 7:30 Shabbos morning. This way, they ensure they get Kriya Shema bebrachts. So, Mishnah says, "Al kopanim likras Shema bezman lekaidim shama lespalam atzibur." At least do that. But many people don't realize they wake up late Shabbos morning. By the time they get to shul, they already missed the gabbai's clap that zman Kriya Shema was 10 minutes ago, and they were mevatel mitzvah derech. So, he's pointing out something we should be aware of. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in number 11 that even though it's machloikis rishonim when the right time for kriya shma is, and we paskin like the re that Yutaka have from Mishiyakir up till 3 hours, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, afapi ki nochon lochosh l'svar achreina v'likrei l'pachas parashu rishonim kodem netzacham. A person should try to be choshish v'shidas v'abeinu tam, and he should try to read at least the first parasha before Nates. Afal b'shadayin lo'ilovash tzitzis utfilin, even though he hasn't put on a talis and tefillin, v'achan etzacham yikrenu kula imbri chosev. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav was at least choshish for the shita v'abeinu tam, and if a person's up in the morning, and it's before Netzacham, he's not doing anything else, might as well say Krishma, this way you yoytze according to Abeinu Tam. Not Abeinu Tam, the other Rishonim that held, like the Rambam, that you're not yoytze once already is after Netzacham. Rabbi Yashiv was asked this question. Mishim is spalo achar netzacham. Rabbi Yashiv was asked in his shiurim on Maseches Brachas. They asked Rabbi Yashiv the following shayla: Mishim is spalo achar netzacham. Guy is davening shachos after nitz. He's davening shachos 7:30. Avu kvar arvi Yashiv. The lamad kadem nitz. He's sitting and learning. He's learning from 6:30 till shachos. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv, "Im yesh inyan lahadav likri kriyshma b'libre chasel kadem nitz." Is there a reason that he should bother to say kriyshma? Why? Because according to the Rambam, after Nates, it's only b'di'evit. So is it better for him to say Kriyashma now and be yotze the sheet of the Rambam? And so we saw the Shulchan Aruch Rav answered, yeah, you should. Rabbi Yashiv said no. Heishiv Rabbeinu Shlit Eloi. Also, Lassus came look at Beloi Brachas. Rabbi Yashiv held that's not right. He held if you're not doing it with the Brachas, then it's not worth it. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, he held that if you're going to be up early, it's not kedai to recite Kriyashma at that time, even though you'll be mekayim certain sheetus rishayim.
So what about Shema at night?
What about it? You have to repeat it. Right, that's why the Gra was makbid to always daven Ma'ariv b'zmanei, for that reason. Most of us are not, especially not in the summer, but for that reason, that because you want to make sure to have the Kriya Shema in Birchos Seah.
Why is the Asur?
Because he writes on the bottom, on the footnote, where all the good explanations come down, so he ties because we're not choshish at all for those Shittas Rishayim. We go like the Shulchan Aruch, we go like the Ri, there's no reason to do it. What do you lose? I don't know what you lose, right? You're saying Psukim. I would have thought it's worth at least trying to be choshish for the Rambam Shita. I think the Briskers would definitely tell you to do it, but that's where Yashiv's answer was. Okay, so now, if you look at number 12, quoting over here from the Yaznidbru, he quotes from the Mashkiach of Panovich, who says, Hayikari Kriyash Malafnei Anetzachama, he used to do Vesikin, who can move on imat tefillin. He used to do it with his tefillin. Because he held, and many held, that the ikr chiv is to say kriyashma before netzachama. So he was choshish for this Rambam, the davka to make sure to get kriyashma in. So one of the perks of davening v'sikin would be, is if you daven v'sikin, you're being yoytze kriyashma according to the Rambam. That's one of the major milos of davening v'sikin. The flip side is, if you daven v'sikin, you're not getting Rabbeinu Tam's kriyashma. So you kind of have to balance them to reshain them out. Now, the easy answer is look at Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seemed to have picked sides in this battle, so we don't have to be so nervous. So to say that the reason why people don't do v'sikin was because they're choshish for Rabbeinu Tam seems to be a little bit of a stretch, but we'll see in a few minutes that Rav Moshe Shternbach is a very big believer in that he thinks that's the reason. If you turn to the next page, Rav Moshe Shternbach has a bunch of tshuvas in a bunch of different svarim that he wrote. He wrote many svarim. He wrote Tshuvas van Hagis, which is a Shas and Tshuvas Sefer. He wrote Ma'idim Uzmanim, which is more of a Lomdich Sefer. Then he wrote a Sefer on Gemara called Pshat V'Ian. And all three of those svarim, he goes through the same agenda of to try to be Melamed Chos. And why is it that so many people in Klal Yisrael don't daven v'sikin? What is it? What's the reason? The Gemara talks so highly about it. It's such a big deal. Why is it, at least this time of year, it's not even so difficult this time of year, why is it so many people don't daven v'sikin? So they want to tie in it just very bekitzer, and we'll have to get into this more next week. One of the easy answers is because if you hold like the supposed Gra, there's a Gra, the Gra writes in Ma'aseh Rav that Vesikin is important, and the Gra davens Vesikin, but only with a minyan. So that those who tie in it, it's not always so easy to get a minyan for Vesikin. So since it's not easy, they obviously didn't live here in the Five Towns, where you can come to Young Israel and get one. But it was hard to get a minyan. So since it was hard to get a minyan, and the Gra held you need a minyan, so that's why they never davened Vesikin. That's a hard answer to believe, because there was always enough people that, you know, every town had 10 guys who were willing to do it. So Rav Moshe Shternbach has a very lengthy tshuva in Tshuvas van Hagis, where he comes to defend, why is it that more people don't daven nitz? So he says like this, Netzacham kan b'chayrif hu b'zman m'ucha karv l'sheva, where he lived. I'm assuming this tshuva was written when he was still in South Africa, where he spent a good part of his life in Johannesburg. So he's saying of it, unless it was written in Yerushalayim, it wasn't written by him anyway, the tshuva was written by his son, but it was his response. So the case over here was talking about where Nates is after 7 o'clock, which is the same time it is around here. And his community, B'davka, daven after Nates. Aval ein on a medaktikim ligmar ga yisrael b'neitz kvasikin. They never, like, if the clock was close, let's say they had a 6:45 minion, and it was depending on the speed of the bal tefillah, they can either get it or not get it. They were of that guy who was like, don't bother. That's okay. Vishaluni, and they asked me, lomo on a loy medaktikim came a dovish hachazam avtichim azes chai rav, she'in an izik halay seyayim. Why don't we make a bigger push to try to get vasikin if it's such a great and unbelievable thing? So he said like this, hine, reish is dover, yesh migdoli harishayin shemifarshim shekrishma avalay rak tefillah vasikin achar neitz. He said, because there are Rishonim that held that not only should Shemana Esrei be after Netzachama, Kriya Shema should also be after Netzachama. Ushaloi kedin likres Kriya Shema kaidem Netz. And it's not right to say Kriya Shema before Netz. Then he lists who they are. V'zeh das Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel, Baal Amor, Rav Yoh, Rabbeinu Sadya Goyin. It's a whole list of Rishonim that were believed in this Rabbeinu Tam that held that davening v'sikin is not correct because of the Kriya Shema. So they says, "V'avsha b'shulchan aruch kaim alon." Even though shulchan aruch paskins to say kriyash malafnei anef kudushit is arif v'arosh Ramban v'arash v'oid mikomok and misha in a roitz alhachdas atzmei lemevucha be'ikra as man the kriyash ma'gufa sheula gamla v'sikin tzarech rak achanetz loy mishtabesh. So says Rabbi Shtemach, that's the answer. The answers of all of us who don't daven v'sikin is because we're choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. We're choshish for shitas Rabbeinu Tam. We're afraid that if we're going to daven neitz, we're going to lose kriyash ma bizman. So that's why we don't do it. But you have it right. Exactly. So that's why if you have to take the three Rishayim and you have the Shulchan Aruch. So this is why it's a very hard reason to believe that this is why all of Klai Yisrael, a good part of Klai Yisrael, didn't do it. Then he says there was a Mishnah Yankov like that, who also brings down that you should be choshish for Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal Amor, Shulei Lahaktim Kriyash Malatchil Sanetz. And he says over here, Vishamati Shagayin the Blazer Yudel Finkel, Hispal Kivasikin, Vaimir Kriyash Ma'oida Pam Achratfil, Losh Yashida Sanal. Blazer Yudel Taka would daven Nates. But he would repeat Kriya Shema again, because he was so nervous. This Rabbeinu Tam, this Baal Amor, this Rabbeinu Chananel, a whole list of Rishayim, that they held that it's not right to daven Kriya Shema before Neitz. So that's one of the arguments he makes. Okay, it's a Machloikis Rishayim. Again, we spent a little time working through the Sugya. It's a little bit of a hard sell, I think, based on the Sugya, that this is what everyone's being Samech on, not to daven Masikah, they're being Samech on this Rabbeinu Tam. It seems to be a little bit of a stretch. But then it gets even better. Then he says, I'll tell you another reason. There were a lot of big gedolim that were up. They bedavka didn't do nates. Rak osku b'teira, they first learned. V'hispalu ma'ucher lefnez man krishma. Avoloi bonu chas v'shalom levato ma'alat ha'mispalim k'vesikin. So Moshe Zemach says, listen, even though I'm going to give you a whole tshuva, I'm going to tell you why it's not the biggest deal for dam v'sikin, I'm not coming to take away from those people dam v'sikin chas v'shalom. He says over here, shudina de gemara. It brought down in the gemara. That's why it gets very tricky, and you have to figure out what does v'sikin beat out. You have to say yourself, well, v'sikin's in the gemara. Right? Tikkun chatzos is tikkun chatzos in the gemara. That's part of the shayla. What beats what? So he's saying it's in the gemara. V'chayinu b'shulchan aruch b'poiskin v'gdoli oilam be'eretz ha'kdoshin ogukein. There were plenty of people, and there are plenty of people that are very makbid on v'sikin. So Moshe, don't get the wrong impression, which I'm going to say the same thing he's saying. Don't get the wrong impression. The purpose of the share here is to belittle those that are davening v'sikin. That's not the agenda over here. The agenda is to understand the pros and cons of davening v'sikin. So what's some of the potential cons, says Moshe Shteremach? So if you look at number on the right side, he said this. V'oid nira. Shalifnim kula mikdimu lifnei haneit, shahochul avoid mineit v'avasikin ichru. So he tells us a historical bit of information. You know why people don't daven v'sikin today? Because the whole tendency of people changed. So he says, it used to be back then, everyone would get up early, and everyone would daven right before Neitz. Aval hayoyim lehepach. Most people are not davening around Neitz. Umaylim yuchedis l'spalo, kishatzibar mispalin ahispalalu. Then he tells us an interesting story. There's an extra mile in davening, of davening at a time when people are davening, or have already davened. If you daven at a time when no one's davening, that's not a milah. He quotes a maramakim that it's not good to daven at a time where no one else is davening. There's something about davening at a time where other people, not in your shul, other communities, other parts of the world, other people are davening. Such a maramakim, even though v'sikin is a big deal, he thinks if you daven at the normal time when everyone else is davening, that itself is a big milah. Again, it's hard to go against the Gemara. Very nice, that might be a mile, but the Gemara says that Vesikin is a big mile. So his saving grace is why he doesn't like the Vesikin. Now again, this time of the year, it's not going to help you. Because this time of year, everyone's davening this time. In the summer, no one's davening at 5:30. So then I hear Ramesh Shnemach saying, you're davening at a time when no one's davening. Okay, whatever that svar is, I don't really understand.
You're davening at a time when nobody's davening, but in gotten shul later on with the seber.
It sounds like when you're davening at a time where either no one else is davening or no one has yet davened. It seems like it's okay to daven at 7:30 when there was already 4 minyanim before. It's not clear where this is coming from. This is one of his saving graces. Again, how much I'd hang my hat on this, I'm not sure. Then his last, yeah. Yes, there's definitely something about tefillah b'tzibur when a person is b'yichidus and there's a minyan going on at that time. There is something significant to that. But to say that that's so important that it beats out davening v'sikin, to me is somewhat of a chiddush. And the last of his round out svaras are ulonu yesh oitam. He says he's afraid that people are going to daven at the wrong time. He times if you're going to daven nates, the chances are one day you'll be off and you'll daven too early, and then you'll not davening properly. So he's afraid if you're going to go with the nates, you can get thrown off schedule and you can mess yourself up. Okay, today it's not such a cheshbon. We have shuls, we have reminders and emails and calendars. It's not such a cheshbon. So that was his taina of why he felt that it's not the end of the world that people are not davening v'sikin. Now, if you look in more later achrayim, they're all right that this was clearly the accepted custom in Klai Yisrael, that many of us just don't daven v'sikin. The question still needs to be addressed is why not? None of the reasons so far that we saw have to happen to have been earth shattering. Why not to do v'sikin?
But today, where Nates is so late, so how do you have all these 6 o'clock?
So all those 6 o'clock minyanim are telling you that they need to be out at work at 7, and they can't daven later. That's what they'll tell you. Whether or not that's true or not, I don't know, but that's...
The Sunday
minyanim, again, you have nowhere to go Sunday, or we're going to have a bunch of holidays now that people are not working. To daven at 6:15, at 6:20, you have to really ask yourself, is this justified? Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the shilas of what beats what in the world of a seeking. So number 15, they quote over here from Reb Chaskel Levenstein, that he said the following. He turned like this: Shemin Hagoy Lespal of the Sikin. Reb Chaskel Levenstein, you could put him on the list of people who daven the Sikin. He daven the Sikin. Blaise Yudel daven the Sikin. The Chazanish daven the Sikin. There's a lot of very chashuv people daven the Sikin. And the story was Ulpamu Hu Ma'achir Magili Yishtabach. He came late, and they were up to Yishtabach. The Suffik Shaloi Im Lespal Keseder At Filah Im Suk in the Zimra. He wanted, what do I do now? Should I daven regularly and miss the Sikin? V'oz Yachas Man Shmain Esvik V'Sikin. I'll miss the Sikin. Or is it worth it to skip Pesukah Zimra to get to Vesikin? Now, we've had a shir here a while back about the whole idea of skipping, when to skip, and how to skip. So this is a very pressing question. The basic lumdus behind this question is, what is the significance of Vesikin? What type of hiddur is Vesikin? If it's a hiddur that's so important that it's worth it, for example, we know that you're supposed to be medalig, you skip, to get Tfilah B'Tzibur. Because Tfilah B'Tzibur is a big deal. How big of a deal is Vesikin? Is Vesikin that important that it's worth skipping, or not that important that it's worth skipping? Very fundamental question.
What about the Mishnah of the guy? The guy was in the pool. Was in the
so that was a famous Mishnah, right? The Mishnah tells us a story about if a guy's in the mikvah and it reaches time for Netzachama. So the Mishnah says he should try to cover himself up and say Kriyashma. So many people, he's in the water, he covers himself up and he says Kriyashma. So from that Mishnah, many people want to bring a riot. So what do you see from there? That after Netzachama, you can't say Kriyashma. That would be a riot to the Shita Sarama. You got to get Kriyashma done before. So that's one of the riots that they talk about in calculating Zman Kriyashma.
What is the big enough mitzvah you can do it? Even
that's the other svar. The other svar is you see from here that you can even do it bichidus maybe. You could say, that we'll have to talk about Blineder next week when we talk about
without
Tassin Tfilin. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But just very quickly, so what was Reb Chaskel's answer? For Omaloi Moron, Vesikin Zu Hi Maila B'Tfila. A beautiful understanding. Says Reb Chaskel, Vesikin is a Maila in Davening. Avoracious are called Tzerch Shetehi Tfila. But it has to first be a Davening. Vibaloi Psuk Zimra Hech Yichel Aliyah is Tfila. That was his answer. His answer is the whole idea of Vesikin is you take Davening, you make Davening better. You make the Davening nicer. But if you don't have a Davening, so there's nothing to make nicer. This is a similar idea that many Achrayim held, and this was the line. If you look in 16, they asked the Chazanish the same Shaila. One time the Chazanish also showed up late to Vesikin. And the whole Tumah was, should we rush to get to Vesikin properly? So the Chazanish answered, he told him the same line. Hanetz hu maila b'tfila. Utfila b'merutza inenu tfila. Netz is a maila in davening. But if you don't have a davening, then there's no maila in the davening. And therefore, his answer was, it's not kedai to skip, to rush, to speed up, to do anything that's going to take away from the actual davening just to get to Vesikin. So this is one of the reasons why people are a little bit more hesitant with these Vesikin meetings, because everything's very on the clock. You got to do this now, and this now, and this then. Everyone's watching the clock. They quote that Rishon Zalman held that you're supposed to talk and watch the clock the whole Brichas Kriyashma. They quote others that held the Chazanish said, you can't be watching the clock during Kriyashma. You're not mechaven. How can you be watching? It's 47. We got to get to 51. You can't be focused on the Kriyat Shema. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said, no, you got to watch the clock to make Vesikin. They quote that in the name of the Chazon Ish, he held, no, that's before you start Kriyat Shema. Once you're in Kriyat Shema, you got to focus on Kriyat Shema. So this is some of the balancing act, so to say, of what do you do with Vesikin, the Maila of Vesikin. But the way that these Achranim are saying, it's very, very important to say that it's a Maila in Tefillah, but it doesn't define davening. It's a Maila. But if you don't have a davening, then there's nothing to talk about of a Maila in davening. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll talk about what happens if your only option is to daven v'sikin b'yichidus. Is it better to daven v'sikin b'yichidus or daven later with a minyan? And then we'll talk about some of the shilas about what happens if you have to daven early in the winter. How early can you daven, and what's some of the heterim to daven at some of these earlier minyanim that are davening before Netzachah.